Media Giant declares Man a Woman of the Year. By Neil Munro on March 15, 2022. The top executives at USA Today have declared that a man is one of USA Today's Women of the Year. Even though polls show that the vast majority of Americans reject the claim that a man can become a woman. Dr. Rachel Levine, the Transgender Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, has been named one of USA Today's Women of the Year. "Thank you, at USA Today, for recognizing me as one of the courageous women of the year, such an honor," responded Rachel Levine, who was nominated by President Joe Biden and approved by the Senate to be the Assistant Secretary for Health at HHS. "My definition of courage: be true to yourself. Be true to who you are, and then pay that forward by doing work for the common good," said Levine, who is a doctor who advocates for sex change operations. The newspaper is owned by Gannett, which describes itself as, "We seek to build trusted local communities where people thrive. As the new Gannett, we exist to make communities stronger. As an award-winning news organization, we inform and empower our communities. As a modern media company, we foster deep and vital connections among our communities and the world around them." The chain's financial revenue declined in its most recent report. The claimed honors are being awarded to Levine and several women, including Melinda French Gates, Rupali Desai, Vice President Kamala Harris, Dolly Parton, and Gloria Estefan. Women honorees are chosen from every state. They are strong and resilient women who have been champions of change and courage, often quietly, but with powerful results. And often despite their own challenges, the newspaper said. The company's embrace of Levine echoes the establishment's eager support for the transgender ideology, which says that the government should treat each person's inner feeling of their gender identity as more important than their male or female sex. 62% of Americans say each person's sex cannot be changed, marking a big shift since 2019 away from the transgender ideology, according to the results of a November 2021 poll by Harvard/Harris. The poll of 1,578 registered voters was conducted October 26 to 28 by Harvard's Center for American Political Studies, CAPS, and Harris Insights and Analytics. The poll asked, "Do you think that people should be able to choose their gender and pronouns, or are someone's gender and pronouns what they are born with?" Less than 40% of the respondents agreed that people can change their sex, according to the Harvard Cap/Harris poll, which also reported that 72% of all respondents said there are only two genders.